This is More Than a Game.
Hello and welcome to Varsity Tonight, home of your varsity coverage with a difference.
It is indeed. My name's Jordan.
I'm miles away. My name's Matt. And for the next half hour, we're going to be looking at all the action from Super Wednesday, as well as looking forward to ice hockey tomorrow and what's gone on in the varsity series so far.
It's going to be mental, and it's been an absolutely cracking Super Wednesday for the Uni of team. Matt, should we have a quick run through of what's happened today?
Yeah, so today, 9 sports were played. All but 2 of them have been decided now. We started with rowing this morning, which we took. We then on to karate, which Trent won. Table tennis put us 2-1 up. Squash put us 3-1 up. Ultimate, not ultimate frisbee.
No, you can't say that, mate.
Can't say that word.
Just ultimate.
Ultimate put us 4-1 up, only for women's lacrosse to come in, put us 5-1 up and secure the day for us. Since then, badminton's still ongoing. Horseball and Thai boxing have not yet started.
We do have our reporters, James Perkins and David Saunders, down there at the horseball, and we will be checking out what's going on at that event a bit later on in the show.
We will. It's quite good that lacrosse won today, though. It's very good because we spoke to them a few weeks ago now and they seemed very confident about their chances.
They were. We spoke to them in the smoking area of Crisis and amidst all the alcohol and smoke that they'd consumed, they came up with these responses to your questions, Matt.
You guys are from lacrosse. What do you think? Are you going to win varsity this year?
Yeah, we've won 5 games against Trent this year, seconds and first team. 6 games is nothing for us. 6-0, we're winning it 100%, literally. We're starting to train now. We know Trent have been training for a month. They're not as good as us. They're a different league to us. We've got it so bad in the bag.
When you walk onto the pitch, if you had to pick a song to walk onto, what would it be and what? Why?
Wait, do you want to ask this?
I personally would choose X Gon' Give It To You by DMX. That's my pump-up song, alright? It gets the whole team going. Trent didn't have a chance when that's playing.
Fair. What do you think of Trent as an opposition?
Trent, I'll give it to Trent. They have some very talented players. They've got an American. They've got some England under-19s, but They know who they're playing. They're playing University of Nottingham. In the lacrosse world, we're the second best in the country. It's the biggest varsity outside North America. They know who they're playing. They know we're going to beat them. It's a shame, but at the end of the day, we're Nottingham. So.
Trent's got a strong side, but it's got nothing against this UN team. I've seen them train all year. They're going to have them.
What do you think of Trent as a university?
Don't even talk to me about that.
I hear they're good at fashion. Trent are apparently a fashion university, and I can only say their lacrosse players seem to be fashion.
They're well dressed. I'll give that to them.
Yeah.
Despite their lack of lacrosse talent,
Ocean on a Wednesday. But when it comes to sport, last year we beat them in lacrosse, we beat them in ice hockey, basketball. We only just missed out in football. It was our RMS team. Let's be real, the sporting university is Nottingham.
We're taking varsity home this year, man, as always.
So there you go. That was the lacrosse women's team. Something terrible happened to their voices in that interview.
Clearly had one too many at the sports ball and just turned into men.
I did like their responses, though. They said that Trent were the uni that were good for fashion. So, I mean, that's true.
A very well-dressed lacrosse team, it must be.
That's
as
what
well,
they said.
Though, I want to pick up on something they said. Biggest varsity outside of North America. Who goes to lacrosse?
At least they're selling it, right?
I mean, yeah, I can't help but think the 6,000-strong stadium tomorrow might beg to differ.
Yes, the ice hockey is probably going to be bigger than the lacrosse. I mean, I honestly, with the exception of our very own James Perkins, who seems to have bought some sort of varsity season ticket, he's literally gone along to everything. Yeah. I don't know who else is going to lacrosse.
It's just so far away. I don't know where Clifton is. It could be like outside of Nottingham, for all I know, where they just have lacrosse pitches for miles.
It's probably Mansfield. I don't know. I feel like Mansfield, they might have a niche in lacrosse.
That would be brilliant selling. Mansfield, the home of lacrosse.
Right. But just women's lacrosse.
Only women's lacrosse with the very butch voices. So we actually were sat down earlier and we thought lacrosse was one of those sports that I don't generally know what's going on.
To be
lacrosse.
Fair, you and I, Matt, are not exactly the most in-tune people with sport.
That's very true.
And so we decided, in case there were listeners who didn't really understand the sports that were going on today for Super Wednesday, we thought we'd give, you know, we'd do a brief run through and just fill everyone and put them all up to speed with what all the sports comprised of.
I think, yeah, we'll do that now. Every sport on Varsity Wednesday, just for you who don't really know what's going on in sport. Squash.
So squash, of course, can be a variety of different flavours. It's basically a very concentrated fruit drink that you pour water into, dilute it and make sure that it's lovely. You can have it with various types of dinner.
Sometimes you get double concentrate, which everyone treats as normal concentrate, so you just have really strong squash.
That's true. We're not talking about the right squash, are we?
Maybe. Apparently we won, though. Badminton.
Badminton. Don't they use what they call shuttlecocks. Shuttlecocks.
Rowing! Who's that guy that sits at the front of the boat? What's his job title?
Isn't he a cox? Cocks. Okay. Sorry.
Table tennis.
That's basically just a poor man's beer pong, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and we beat them at beer pong. URN. Varsity Tonight beat them at beer pong.
I mean, with table tennis, they don't even get the beer or the water or anything.
No, there's not even a cup.
In fact, technically, not even the pong. It's just a table.
It's just the ping.
Ultimate
frisbee.
Ooh.
No, I've made a taboo.
Right, you told me this before, Matt. We really need to clear this up. Apparently, we're not allowed to say ultimate fni.
You're not allowed to say ultimate fni because fni is a copyrighted term.
So it's just called ultimate.
It's literally, the teams are called ultimate teams. They play in an ultimate league.
They sound like Power Rangers. But what happens to the other items in the flying disc market? Because everyone knows that to be a fruit.
It's there. If you buy a flying disc, you would call it a fruit.
But everyone calls it a fruit.
I know. It is incredible marketing by the fruit people.
I think whoever goes into the frisbee market, that market, to try and challenge frisbee, that's very brave of them.
It is indeed. Other brands of flying disc are available.
Apparently. Women's lacrosse.
Women's lacrosse. Very, very rough voices have the women's lacrosse players.
You know, when we interviewed them just before, you know, we were asking them what they thought their chances were, and they replied, yeah, no, we got a great chance, really.
Yeah, Trent's really great. Trent, no, not Trent. That was me trying to be a man.
Trying.
So, yeah, women's lacrosse. I worry about the net. I know,
yes,
what it's called, the net.
They essentially run around with big nets on sticks, kind of like that character in the Looney Tunes who tries to always capture the little Tweety birds, whatever his name is.
Sylvester.
Yes.
The cat.
No, but there's one with the net.
Elmer Fudd.
Yes.
Elmer Fudd.
That's the one.
Could they hook a person in their net? Like, for example, hook the goalie, pull him out of the goal, and then there's an open net.
Surely that's been done before. I just can't see how a sport that condones running around with flying nets has never resulted in someone being caught up in one.
I think I would love to see the video of someone running and then like a cartoon where their head stays there and their body just keeps going and then it just flings back like elastic.
I wouldn't know in what year in women's lacrosse or men's lacrosse they introduced the maximum size net rule, because surely there was one time where someone found a loophole and basically thought, right, you know what, there's definitely one way we're going to win. We've got this 20 foot net.
Deadliest Catch style.
We're just going to sweep the opposition team over and win the game.
So that's lacrosse.
There you go.
Karate.
I'm actually a black belt in karate.
No, you're not a black belt.
I actually am.
No, you're really
no,
not.
No, I swear on my life I am.
No, you're not.
I'm a black belt. I'm a first Dan in Shotokan karate.
What does that mean?
It means that I am the first level black belt in the traditional Shotokan Karate Association of Great Britain.
Well.
No, trust me.
Nah,
there's only one way to prove this if you don't believe me.
Okay.
All right.
What are you doing? Okay. This is not good.
Hang on! Ah! told you, Matt. Just, you know, it's very, very simple.
Yeah, no, yeah, he knows he knows karate. I'm not going to disagree with him anymore.
Hmm. I mean, the great thing was, I spent, because I started karate when I was about, eight, and I finished when I was about 18. So I was doing it for the best part of 10 years. So it took me 10 years to get a black belt. And then you just got one in an hour shopping trip to Victoria Centre.
Primark, because they're like £2. Mm. Thai boxing.
What is the difference between Thai boxing and normal boxing?
They wear ties.
Of course. Yeah.
Horseball.
Actually, I was just... Sorry, one sec.
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah. Matt, just want to say, do you want to be at my table for horseball?
The what?
My table. Do you want to be at my table for horseball?
I think you've got the wrong idea of horseball.
Oh, I thought it was the night after grapple. So you don't want to be on my table for horseball?
Well, I don't want to be on your table for horseball. It's fine.
Oh, okay. So that's a nay then.
I'm afraid it's a nay. So if you looked at the Super Wednesday lineup today and thought, I have no clue what any of these sports are, I hope that helps.
If that literally enhanced your knowledge, then I'm slightly worried about your lack of knowledge of those sports in the first place.
But the good news is, if you want to see any of them or catch up on any of them, you can listen, because they're going to talk about them seriously later at...
Half past eight,
where they will seriously talk about these things, and you'll get enlightenment rather than... the opposite of enlightenment.
Rather than just ridiculousness. Now, on the way, we will be heading over to the horseball. We won't, thankfully, have to buy a ticket or be booked onto a table.
No,
we'll
be speaking... Ent's ticket, so we're going to show up after the food, but just to see the DJs.
Well, there you go. We'll be speaking to James Perkins.
D. Hayes.
And... All right, enough with the horse puns. My throat's getting very hoarse. David Saunders and James Perkins are at the horseball. We'll be speaking to them next. We've also got our drunk interview with the squash team coming up.
Yeah, they were... I hope they weren't as butch as the lacrosse team.
And we'll be looking ahead to the big one tomorrow night. It's the ice hockey all on the way. Welcome back. You are listening to Varsity Tonight with myself, Jordan, and Matt.
Yes, we are joined live on the phone now, though, by our guys over at the horseball, James.
How's it going, Matt?
It's very good, thank you.
Now, James, just wanted to ask you, you're at the horseball. We were a little confused about what horseball is. I thought it was something that you had to book a ticket for and have a table for in advance, you know, a black tie sort of thing with an Ent's ticket. But apparently that's not the case. Do you want to explain to us... briefly, what is horseball?
Horseball is, in essence, Quidditch on horseback. So there is, unfortunately, there is no Jack Russell acting as a snitch. It is just the quaffle and hoops at either end as people throw the ball or the quaffle into each hoop.
God,
why is it called a quaffle?
That's what it's called in Quidditch.
That's the Quidditch thing.
Mate. Oh, okay, fair.
Is horseball actually a sport that's played, or is that something that James Bramley has just sort of made up for the sake of including the equestrian people in Varsity?
It's currently being played, and if it is made up, it's very elaborately choreographed, because there are a lot of people here with horseball...
Hello?
...work into the room, if it is just made up.
Oh.
But currently, we're losing.
Oh, no.
What's the score?
We've gone 1-0 down within the first 30 seconds. As we saw in the exhibition match earlier, that's not uncommon, that goals are scored so quickly. However, Trent are on the attack again, and it doesn't look that good at the moment, if I'm honest, Matt.
What is a goal called in horseball, out of interest?
What is a goal called? Yeah. I actually don't know. I can try and find out. I'll find someone who seems to know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Look for someone with a horse.
Here we go. Jess, what's it called when... is it a goal or a score? Yeah, it's a goal. Okay. It's a goal, mate.
That's quite disappointing. Mm. I feel like we could give it a better name.
Something more adventurous. Something horsey.
I'm told it's just a goal. I'm afraid.
That's a shame. Now, Perkins, are there any standout horses? What horses to watch? Have we got any exciting talents on show tonight?
Well, we actually tried to vox a horse before this, and the horse didn't. No comment was basically the result of that.
It's fair. It's a big game. Probably
you,
nervous.
Hang on. Union on the attack. On the attack. Oh, I think they missed. That's a damn shame. There was one horse that I've been told about, I overheard at the bar, called Flick, who is apparently...
There was a horse at the bar?
Yeah, and why the... You know, the people at the bar were talking about the horses, and apparently one of the horses is a bit of a loose cannon, and they were laughing at the fact that, that she had apparently made the call up to such a big event.
Oh, probably shouldn't be drinking then.
I just have visions of... Humans and horses alike.
Oh, one of the horses reared massively up there. Oh, and Trent have missed a sitter. Sorry, I'm trying to... This is actually reasonably exciting.
I was just about to say, James, I have visions of horses and humans alike stood round some sort of trough as a bar equivalent and just scooping beer out of the trough with their hands and their mouths. Is that not the case?
No, that's not the case. It's actually reasonably well-attended affair.
Are there any horse spectators? Are there any substitute horses? Did they bring... is there a subs bench with loads of horses on?
I thought this. I'm like, if they have subs, one of them's number seven and there are only four on a team. I'm like, I think there are three subs. And it's like, are the subs the players or the horses? I don't know. But there is a substitute horse here. Hang on, we're on the attack. And we've passed it. And the horse decides to go in the opposite direction to where the interesting. Let's see if it pays up. Yeah, it's literally just hiding in a corner. This is bizarre behaviour from that horse. Also, if it doesn't realise that it's in the middle of a vast horse ball fixture. It's now going in completely. Hello. Are we through on goal? On hoop? Oh, no, they've dropped it. Oh, I don't know, mate. Sorry, go on.
Perkins, can I ask, is there... any sort of defecation problem on the pitch?
Yes. The halftime entertainment was literally a horse relieving itself on the pitch. The ball has since rolled in it as well.
Do the players have gloves on, or are they now touching the ball?
No, they've just had to get on with it.
Oh God.
It was amazing stuff.
That sounds absolutely incredible. Well, I mean, you'll be tweeting updates from the horse ball as well as checking in with the guys on the bleachers after us, I guess, with the final score.
Yeah, I will. I'll be off at Thai boxing later.
You're off at Thai boxing?
we had a theory about Thai boxing, but maybe we shouldn't say that one again.
I feel like... it probably wasn't funny the first time, so we probably shouldn't repeat it now.
But anyway, James, have an enjoyable time at the rest of the horse ball. Come on, Uniov. We're hoping that you'll be heading into some wild celebrations after your win. Just make sure your voice doesn't get too
hoarse. Someone's shouting.
What?
Did something happen then? Someone was really shouting.
Yeah, they're throwing a ball around on some horses.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing what horse pools like these days.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, I know, so I thought someone fell down. But I was mistaken. Sorry.
Brilliant. Well, thank you.
I made an idiot of myself going and shouting when that was a perfectly normal piece of play.
Oh, thank you very much, James. We'll speak to you later. Enjoy the horse ball.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Didn't seem to be many DJs there. DAs there at the horse ball. Just, you know, that was just an observation I made. And the fact that I've said, oh, you know, you got to buy tickets and whatever, now I look like a bit of a foal.
Oh! I don't have an air horn for you.
Probably best not.
No.
Let's head back now to the second round of drunk interviews we had. Matt, you then braved it. You continued to brave it in the Crisis smoking area with This time, the squash team.
The squash team. I made my way over to the squash team, and I just wanted to hear what they had to say about their varsity fixture.
I've managed to find one of the squash varsity players.
Number one.
The number one, the UON number one hope for squash in the smoking area of crisis. What do you think of your Trent opposition?
Oh, we'll batter him. Absolutely smash him.
They're aren't they?
Yeah, Luke Stewart. Terrible. Terrible. He used to come to uni of. He's gone to Trent to his law conversion. He's he played five for us, going for one for them. It's
fair. So, when you enter the squash court, what song would you most want playing to the crowd?
Oh, Cross Court Nick. Cross Court Nick all day. Yeah. Especially against Luke Stewart. Mate, put Luke Stewart in as much as possible. Hate him.
What do you think of the whole Trent varsity chant? So not just squash, all the sports.
Well, squash got no chance. I think the others, it could be quite close in general, though. Yeah. I watched them play rugby last year, they were quite good, to be fair.
What do you think of Trent as a university?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad works for their dad and all that.
Their dad works for yours.
That's the one, that's the one. I'm not in a good place to talk about this, but yeah.
Thank you, Matt. What's your name? Sorry.
Chris.
Yeah. Chris from Squash, thank you very much.
No problem.
Well, there you go. Lots of swearing there.
Lots of swearing.
Just passion, we can interpret that as.
I just, like, what do you think of Trent? Straight off the bat, that was all he had to say about it.
Amazing. And what was great about that team as well, again, they were a very confident team. I mean, he was very confident. He said they batter them in the squash.
Well, it looks like they did. UON came out winning the squash.
I managed to find one of the squash varsity players.
So confident, he's insisting on...
he won't shut up now. He's that excited about his squash fixture, which he's already won. That, unfortunately, is all the time we've got on Varsity Tonight. So After Dark shows that's about to happen, and then at 8:30, you'll be joined by the Bleachers, who will do what we've just done, but with less mistakes and in a more serious manner.
I was going to say, but well. remember, you can, of course, catch the Varsity Ice Hockey. It's going down tomorrow night. It's going to be massive.